Hey friends, welcome back to the Live with Audacity podcast. You're listening to episode number 63. Today's episode is with the fun and lighthearted Monique Olario, baby sleep consultant. Friends, this episode is packed full of tips and tricks to help you and your baby get the sleep you need. We talk all about the cry it out method, judging others who sleep train, and how she can help you get this under control in a very short amount of time, and even do it virtually. Monique is an infant and toddler sleep consultant and specializes in children ages 3 months to 3 years. Monique helps busy families experience more calm and happiness throughout their day by teaching their little one to self-settle so that they can sleep through the night and have longer naps. Who doesn't need that if you have a newborn? You know what I'm saying? Let's dive in. You're listening to the Live with Audacity podcast. Hey girl, hey, I'm Melissa Stewart, mama to 4 kiddos ranging the age from college student to first grader, wife to a high school football and track coach, and a multi-passionate entrepreneur. Audacity is defined as intrepid boldness or disregard for normal constraints, and that's exactly what we have here. As a super busy mom who is easily distracted, I struggled to get focused on my goals and see results in my life and business. But I realized to make any progress, I needed to implement simple, efficient systems that worked for us without adding to the overwhelm and making me feel boxed in by rigid schedules. And I want to help you do that too. This podcast is aimed at giving you tangible tips and tools to get your life together, finally focus on the calling on your heart, and do it all in the way that works for you. So come on, boo-boo, it is time to get focused, get intentional, and live with audacity. Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning back into the Live with Audacity podcast. I am so excited to have Monique Olario here today. She is a sleep coach for babies and she helps families get the sleep they need by getting their little one to sleep. So I am super excited to talk about this because here's the thing. I feel like, and Monique, you can correct me if I'm wrong, and we've talked a little bit about this before, but I feel like parents are so wrapped up in just like winging it, right? Like, and that's super awesome, right? Because I think winging it is kind of the best way when you're first starting out, because you've got to learn your kid and all these things. But we get so wrapped up in the like, oh, my baby just doesn't sleep. I have a baby that doesn't sleep. And it's like, no. We can reel that in and help these parents get, you know, their baby to sleep and then get their own sleep. So first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have you here and talk about this. And then tell us a little bit about how in the world this is the thing that you decided to do.
Well, interestingly, there's always a story behind the story. So we had our daughter. She's 18 months old now. And like now she sleeps up like an absolute rock star, which is amazing. But go back a year, she was a terrible sleeper, like terrible. You know, I tried all the things, like I bought all the suits and, you know, all the creams and the body lotions and, you know, the Calmy Sleepy bubble bath that you can get. So I tried everything that's out there. And she was just, you know, she just didn't sleep. Like she just didn't like sleep. So she was waking up sort of every hour and a half at night. She wasn't napping longer than 35 minutes in the day. So, you know, there was like, I had no time to myself. It was, do I have a shower or do I eat lunch? Like those were genuine problems in the daytime, right? So it got to our wits end and she got to like 6.5 months and we were just like, we can't do this anymore. This isn't sustainable. Like I can't live like this. So we got a sleep consultant in and she spent 2 hours in our home because, you know, back then they could come visit you. she spent 2 hours in our home, and it was amazing. Obviously, it was the best 2 hours my daughter had ever slept. So I had an opportunity to sit down and chat with this lady. And of course, like, you know, sleep had consumed my life. I'd Googled, I'd read all the books, I'd got all the information and resources I could find. And I was just talking to her about how she had got into it. And I thought, actually, you know what? It was the moment that we were sitting around my coffee table having a cup of tea while my daughter was sleeping that I thought, actually, this is what I wanted to do. Because going back to like a full-time job just wasn't an option for us now that, you know, we had this little baby. So I wanted something with the flexibility that I could work from home, but more importantly, I could help other families, other struggling families that were also, you know, a baby wasn't sleeping. So yeah, that was it. That was like the deciding moment. And I was like, this is what I want to do. And I did it. I went forward and I got my certification, and yeah, here we are now. And it's been, I think, almost a year, and it's been amazing. I have helped so many families. I've made such amazing friends with the moms that I've worked with. I have friends for life. But you know, the most rewarding part is seeing the transformation and like getting a message from the mom saying, oh, you know, my baby slept 11 hours last night and didn't wake up once. And it's those
moments. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And it's those moments that make me so happy and so, you know, excited to be doing what I'm doing. So that's how we got into it.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's amazing. And I think this is such important work, because that time at the beginning when your baby's not sleeping and you're not sleeping, it can really make connecting with your baby so much harder, because you're like, oh my heck, can you just like give me a minute? Yeah. So when the sleep consultant was at your house and your daughter slept for 2 hours, were you like, are you an angel straight from heaven, or how did this happen?
Can you move in? Yeah, no, that was it was bizarre, because obviously she's there and the baby sleeps for 2 hours and you're like, I promise you this never happens, because otherwise it just seems like you got this person in to sit in your house for 2 hours and your baby's sleeping. So
So what did she do? What did she do to make her go to sleep and stay asleep?
Well, you know what? It was interesting. It was about more controlling my actions than her actions, because what I was doing, obviously being a first-time mom and you don't know any better, I was sort of like running at every whimper. So every time there was a little cry, I would jump up and run and go and get her. Now, like, I know, like, that now I know better. That's just not, you've got to give your baby an opportunity. So, you know, we put her down and she's like, just leave her. She will go to sleep. So we had to let her cry, which is what, you know, I'd never done before. So we put her down. She said, she's fine. We'll watch on the monitor. So it was really about her helping me get through it. So I was obviously feeling anxious about it. And she was like, you know, she was comforting me. She was like, it's okay. She's going to be okay. And we left her for like 15 or 20 minutes and she fell asleep. And then she woke up sort of 35 minutes in, like she always does. And this lady said, no, just leave her. I promise you she'll be okay. And if it wasn't for her, you know, sort of reassuring me at that time, I would have gone in like I always have. And honestly, she fell back to sleep. She fell back to sleep in 5 or 10 minutes and then slept for another hour and a half, which had never happened. So it was just that sitting back and leaving her and giving her the opportunity to go back to sleep by herself. And that was really what it was. But it was having that person there that was reassuring me, that was comforting me, that was letting me know it was okay. She was going to be okay. And that's what I needed, because I was always so anxious about it. Because I didn't know better. And, you know, there is a lot of conflicting information out there on Google. And there's a lot of stuff out there that says, you know, letting them cry is dangerous and, you know, it's bad. And which now I know better, it's not. But when you're a first-time mom, you don't know that.
Right.
So, yeah, it was just great to have someone there with the knowledge and the expertise to sort of guide me through it.
Yeah, and I think that's – I'm glad that you brought up the cry it out / the judginess and the, oh, my God, I'm going to damage my baby. Tell us a little bit more about that, because I think a lot of times – people are so terrified. And yes, we all know that you can't spoil a 6 week old baby, but like as they get a little bit older, they're starting to train you. Like they're starting to train you that if I cry, you're coming. And like you said, we have to teach them that they can kind of soothe themselves and like, oh my God, the world's not going to end if I don't get picked up in 0.3 seconds. So tell us a little bit about that and your thought process as this person was telling you, no, she's going to be fine. She's going to be okay. That sort of thing.
Yeah, look, you're right. You can't spoil a newborn. So we generally don't do any sort of sleep training with a baby under 3 months. But yeah, the crying is, yeah. So you do, they are training you, right? If they cry and you run to them, because babies cry for a number of reasons. It's the only form of communication. I mean, they can't talk. So they could be crying for, you know, like they could be hungry, they could be cold, they could be hot, they could just be protesting. So it doesn't always
mean, protest? What's happening?
Oh, yeah. So it doesn't always mean that something's wrong. It's not always negative. It's just their way of expressing their communication and their emotions and letting you know, like, hey, come back here and rock me to sleep or feed me to sleep or whatever, you know, the wonderful things you were doing to get your baby to go to sleep. Yeah, so it's not harmful. Look, absolutely, you've got to respond to your baby. So, you know, you sort of go in, if they're crying, you go in and you check them and check on them and you offer them a bit of comfort and you offer them a bit of reassurance. But ultimately, they are going to sleep without you. So, you know, you offer your reassurance, you leave the room and you keep on doing that until your baby falls asleep. And that might mean they cry for 45 minutes, but that's okay. They're going to be okay. You know, you've done your checks. You know they're not hungry. If your baby is well cared for and they are loved and they're in a happy home and you've met their basic needs, they are going to be okay if they cry. It's all right to let them cry. And I didn't know that.
That's the distinction, right? Is like people always think that like, oh, if you let your baby cry it out and they're crying and they're crying and they're crying, like something must be wrong. But if you, like you said, if you know, I have fed you, I have changed you, you're not hot, you're not cold, you're just crying to be crying, right? Yeah. Just because, like you said, they're protesting that they don't want to be alone. Like, yes. Okay. I like that you made that distinction because I think we get a lot of judgment from people who say like, just let them cry for a little while. They're like, oh my God, no, your baby can't cry ever. No, that's not true.
No, exactly. It's like, it's the same as, you know, I like to use this analogy. What happens? Let's say your baby learns to walk and they fall over and they hurt themselves and they start crying. Are you never going to let them walk again?
Right.
You've got to let them learn and things are going to happen and they're going to cry. And you know what? I work with parents of toddlers and it's quite interesting because like when you get to that sort of two years old and you're working with those parents and then they really protest, let me tell you. And parents are like, oh, it's okay. I'm not really worried about the tears. I'm kind of over it. And you're just thinking, yeah, because you've had 2 years of it, because you know your toddler will throw tantrums and they'll cry because you didn't get them their favorite toy when you went to the shop. So it doesn't make any difference for a baby. And that's right. It's right in what you say. You've also got to teach them that you're not going to run to them every time they cry, because that does create, you know, a situation later on where they realize
a whole other set of problems. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So you want to learn, you want to teach them that, you know, you the adult, you've got to provide the guidance, because babies, interestingly, don't know how to self-settle. It's a learned skill. So it's your job as the adult to teach them that, you know, that's one of the most valuable life skills that they need. And that's like one of the first things as a parent you need to teach them. So, you know, you've got to do that and you've got to let them show them that you're the adult and you're going to guide them and you're going to teach them these life skills as they move on through their years and their journey through life.
Yes, girl, I'm right on your page, girl. I'm so happy to have you on because this is something I am totally on board with. And I'm like, I'm right there. You know, this is the Live with Audacity podcast after all. And one of the things that I was audacious about is this like my, I'm blessed that my kids slept, but my, I'm also blessed that my kids slept because I taught them how to sleep. I would have been the worst mom ever without sleep. And so for their comfort and mine, you know, I got to show up for them in a much better way after I had sleep. And so I'm so on board with this. So I love it. And I'm so glad we're talking about it. I think that people don't talk enough about it because they're scared to offend or, you know, make someone feel judged or whatever. And I think this is so important because, friends, you are not healthy if you're not getting the sleep that you need. And newsflash, neither is your baby. So like, we all need our sleep. We have to get it. So I'm so glad that we're talking about this. Tell me something that when she came and she was like teaching you all these things and you finally got her to sleep, how did that feel? Were you like, oh my gosh, this was so easy. What was I thinking? Or like, how did you reconcile that after she left? Like, oh my gosh, I'm a dope. Or like, how did that go for you?
I was just like, why did I wait so long? I just started thinking, how old was you? 6.5 months.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. So it was, you know, it was a long time, but also I just started thinking back to all the crazy things I'd read and believed that crying was bad for my baby. And, you know, I just thought, wow, like I was just, how did I not know any better? You know, I was just so glad that I'd had this opportunity to speak with someone who knew more about it. And yeah, it was just so life-changing. I did. It was like, wow, a massive weight was lifted off my chest. So, you know, I could just lay her down and I could go about my day and do my things and have time back to myself, you know? So yeah, it was kind of like, why did I wait this long? And why did I listen to everyone else who wasn't an expert? So that's right. That was bizarre. Yeah.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that, once you both were starting to get some sleep, what are some things that you got into or started realizing or, started to have time for now that everyone was, you know, getting better sleep?
Well, you know, the laundry, because that had piled up for, you know, months, because it's just 35 minutes was not long enough. Even she's sleeping well and the laundry still piles up, but anyways, you know, so but no, seriously, I was able to do my certification to become a consultant. I was able to do that because she was napping better, so I could do that in her naps. But probably most important was I wasn't having any time with my partner in the evening because I was having to go and lie down with her to get her to sleep, which was taking, you know, sort of 25, 35 minutes. And then she would wake up 35 minutes later. And then I was back in there trying to get her to sleep. So we had no time together. Our evenings, eventually I gave up and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to go to bed at 7 o'clock because I'm just up and down every 35 minutes. So I might as well just go to bed. So our relationship had sort of just come to a complete halt. There wasn't time together. Yeah, there was no us time. So that brought back our relationship. We could spend time in the evenings together. We could cook dinner together. We could sit down and eat dinner together. We could have a glass of wine. We could watch our shows. So that was probably the biggest change for us, is that we got that time back, but also that he was able to put his own daughter down because he wasn't able to do it before. So he was kind of excluded from the process of bedtime because she would just scream and he was not able to do that at all. That means I had no life in the evening either. I couldn't go out to friends. I couldn't go out and have dinner. I couldn't go to the gym. But now that's all changed, you know? So that's, you know, I can go to the gym and he puts her to bed and, so that's been the biggest change for us, was just getting that time back, for each other. And then also time back to myself as well.
Yeah. So what made you reach out to the consultant? Other than her not sleeping, but like, what was the thing where you were like, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, someone has to help me here?
I was getting to the point where I wasn't enjoying it. I was starting to get resentful. Yes, all those horrible, horrible feelings were starting to sort of arise. I just wasn't enjoying having a baby. I was being resentful. I was moody. We were fighting. I was fighting with my partner. I wasn't enjoying the place I was in. And I didn't want it to be like, I didn't have any energy for her. Like, I wanted to take her out on walks, and we live by the most amazing forest. I wanted to take her out for walks in the forest, and none of those things were happening. I just wanted to lie on the couch all day, and that's just not a place I wanted to be in. So that was it. That was like breaking point. I said to him, like, I just can't do this anymore. I can't live like this. We need to get some help, you know. We need to get some kind of structure and routine back in our life.
Yeah.
So that was it for us. That was the turning point.
Yeah. So everyone who is listening, if you have a baby who is not sleeping, you need to reach out to Monique so that she can help you. Monique, tell us a little bit about how you can work with people virtually. Fingers crossed, I hope.
Yes. Actually, yeah, absolutely. I do all my consultations with moms virtually. But yeah, it is you. I offer two programs. So I have a week program and then I have a 2-week program. And basically what that is, we work together. I sort of onboard you, and then I write a very detailed sleep plan for you and your little one. I do a nursery assessment because, you know, having a super dark room is so essential to getting your little one to sleep better. So I like to do a little nursery assessment just to make sure we've got the foundation laid down correctly. Yeah. And then you fill out a daily sleep log as well. So I assess your sleep log, and then we chat every day. I go back and say, look, I don't think this is working. We should adjust this, or we should adjust that. And then we do that for the duration of our time together. But you also have unlimited access to me to ask all your questions while we are working together. So, and that's what parents need. They just need to know that they're doing it right, or they just need to reach out to someone when it's hard and say, look, I'm really struggling. Am I doing it right? It's just there to have that reassurance from someone, which I found was so helpful for me. So that's what I like to offer parents, to know that they can reach out to me when it's hard, or even when it's easy, just if they need someone to chat to.
Yeah,
so you have that unlimited access to me for the duration of our consultation. And then we have a couple of coaching calls. So we have a coaching call in the first week, a coaching call in the second week. And then we also have a final call as well to go through any questions. And then I give them access to loads of videos and templates to help them on their way. So I've done a video for sort of almost every hiccup that will come up along their journey, just so they have something to refer back to. When regression hits, or teething, or illness, or they need to travel. So I cover all those points just because those things will arise. You know, at the end of the day, like, your baby's still human and they're still going to wake up. Everyone's sleep trained. Something's still going to happen. So that's really our process of how we work together.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love that so much. So tell me, what is a risk that you've taken in your business that turned into a major win?
So a risk was, for me, it was a massive financial risk, but it's ended up being a great win. Was I didn't know business coach was a thing, but I obviously, you know, you start your business and you're like, oh, I'll put a post out on Facebook and everyone will buy my product or my service. That's obviously how it works when you first
totally into business.
But that wasn't working like that. So another sleep consultant had mentioned a business coach, and I was like, oh, interesting, what's this? And I followed some of her podcasts and joined her group. And then I had done a boot camp with her, and it went amazing. And I was like, oh, this is amazing. Maybe I should invest in a business coach. And I kind of like had a chat with her, and I was like, oh my goodness, I can't afford this. Anyways, it was a big risk and I did it. I decided to go ahead, and it was the best decision I could have done. it's been so great for my business working with her alongside her. She, you know, it's been really, it's changed the way about how I think about how I serve people. And I go out and, you know, I go out and I add value to the world now, and I serve people, and I answer questions, and I have free chats with moms to give advice and tips where I can. So it's just been so great having that business coach on board, to sort of point me in the right direction. It's been amazing. It's been a big, big change for my business as well. How I view, like, you know, working with customers or working with moms and sort of going out there and providing value, which is great.
Yeah. And it always makes us feel so much better when we can offer someone help, right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So that is a little bit of a risk, but it's been a good help.
Yeah, that's amazing. Okay. So what is one thing that you would tell someone who maybe wanted to get into sleep consulting?
if someone wanted to become a sleep consultant?
Yes. What if someone hears you and they're like, oh my gosh, this is, yes, girl, like I am kind of with you, like, oh my God, yes, everybody needs somebody to help them with this. Maybe this is the thing that I want to do. What would you tell them?
I would tell them, absolutely go for it. And it is such an amazing, fulfilling career. Obviously you need to be passionate about it, because, you know, you are going into people's homes. Like, they're bringing you into their home to work with their kid. I mean, that's pretty personal. So you've got to be passionate about it. But from a certification point of view, I would say definitely do your research, because, you know, you want to go with someone who really knows what they're talking about, and it's going to teach you the best practices. But also, I think a very, very key thing is to make sure they provide some kind of business support, because I think it's all fantastic going out and learning and getting your certification, but if you know absolutely nothing about sales or marketing or how to put yourself out there in the online world and generate, you know, an income for your business, I think it's important that someone, you understand the business side of it. So, you know, you might have to look at getting in a business coach, or maybe there's a certification out there where they help you with that. I think that was a big learning curve for me, and something I wish I'd known before I'd started. So that would be my advice, really. But absolutely, yeah, like, you've got to love it. You've got to be passionate about it, because it's also going to be, look, it's going to be hard, because of course it's difficult working with moms that are, you know, exhausted or anxious or feeling overwhelmed. And you've got to be empathetic towards that, because it can be tricky. You've got to be able to sort of manage those emotions with moms, which is pretty key.
Yeah. And I bet it's kind of hard too. Challenging.
It's hard. Yeah, it's tough. Yeah. It is. Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, that's so incredible. Okay, so let's see. What are you working on now, or where's your business headed?
Oh, that's so exciting. I've actually...
Oh, yay. I'm so excited to hear.
I'm really excited about this. So I am, next year, I am moving towards a sort of online course where I will be creating... So this is my plan. I'm going to be creating a group online coaching program. So I would like to have maybe about 5 or 6 moms. We sort of maybe 2 or 3 weeks. I still need to work out the fine details, but this is what I'm working on. So either like a 2 or 3 week online course, and that'll be done live. So I will still do the sleep plan, but I will go live in the group with these moms, and we will talk about the issues they're having. I will do lots of videos. I will do trainings with them. I just really enjoy being able to be live and interact with the moms. Like, that's one of the things I think helps them the most, because they can then ask all their questions, you know, live with me. So that's what I'm excited about. I'm excited about doing my group course. So that's going to start like hopefully in February. I have everything together to do that, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah. And then also, that's really I think that's really key too, right? Is like, it's so cool to be able to be in a group of other moms that are like, ugh, we're all struggling with the same thing, and kind of commiserate, but also like boost each other up and be there for each other. And I think, you know, that mastermind, that group energy that you get is so, so stinking valuable. And it can be really hard when you're, you know, a new mom or a mom to an infant to like, find those people that are, you know, exactly dealing with what you're dealing with too. Everyone has an opinion, but it's so nice to be able to bounce those ideas and chats off with someone that is also going through that same place.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So that creates a bit of a community, because, you know, also you think at the time you're the only person going through this, and it's just you and it's just your baby. And like you say, people also don't like to talk about it because there is a stigma attached to, like, you know, sleep training your baby's bad. So sometimes parents don't like to talk about it. And also, look, now in this day and age where we are in the world with everything that's going on, moms are isolated. They are, they're feeling lonely. You know, I find it mind blowing when I talk to some people, new moms, and their health visitor hasn't visited, or they haven't had their baby weighed, or they haven't seen, you know, a single healthcare provider since their baby was born.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Like, that's so scary.
It's scary, right? Yeah. So I think creating a community where moms can talk to each other, and they, you know, they're all in the same boat, and they can share their experiences, and also just having like a little chat in the morning and maybe a little coffee chat when everyone is there and they're talking together, and it gives an opportunity to laugh and make some friends. And that's, you know, that's what I want to create, a little community around it.
Yes, beautiful. I love it so much. I'm fully supporting this mission, girl. I love it so much. Okay, so let's do a quick rapid fire. What is a book, article, person, or talk that's changed your life?
Oh, so this has been life-changing for me. Mel Robbins' The 5-Second Rule. I love that book. I was going through like a stage of setting my alarm for 5 o'clock in the morning, and probably didn't get out of bed till like half past six. So since I have read, or I actually listened to it on Audible, since I've been listening to Mel Robbins' 5-Second Rule, I use that all the time now, all the time. So my alarm goes off at 5 o'clock, and I'm like, oh, I'm so tired. No, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get out of bed. Or, you know, something like even just being asked to go live and speak to someone about sleep training. Normally I'd be like, oh no, I can't, I'm so busy, because I felt so nervous about it. But yeah, that's also, I've been like, when someone's asked me now, I've been like, of course your brain's like, no, you can't do it because you don't know what you're talking about. You know, your brain wants to keep you safe. I've been like, no, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yes, I will do it. I'm in, I'm done, I'm committed. So
I love it.
It's been so awesome. It's been life-changing as well. I love it. For anyone that hasn't read it, I 100% recommend Mel Robbins' 5-Second Rule.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing. Okay, so what is your favorite Friday night at home?
In South Africa, we call a barbecue a braai, right? That's what we call it. So my favorite Friday night is at home, in summer, having a barbecue or a braai, with some friends, and having a glass of wine, because, you know, that's just great.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I think, just being with friends right now, and being able to sit outside with a glass of wine and just hang out and chit chat while the kids are asleep or playing somewhere else. Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Love it. I love it.
Yeah. Okay. What was your dream job as a kid?
Oh gosh. So my dream job as a kid, like forever, was to be a veterinarian.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
why didn't you make that happen?
Because you know, like I got to a teenager and I hated school. I just wanted to leave school. I was like, this isn't for me. I don't like it. I'm not gelling well with school. I stayed in school and I finished school, but the thought of going back and studying for 7 years, I was just like, no, can't do it. Sorry, that's just like not my vibe at the moment.
Not gonna happen.
Not gonna happen. No. So No, it didn't happen.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know what, though? Because God just changed your life and brought something new to you. So I love that.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, what is the next vacation that you're planning if you're ever allowed to leave and take a vacation ever again?
We are taking a vacation in New Zealand. Does that count?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so we are going next Saturday, actually. I mean, so we're pretty new to New Zealand. We haven't lived here very long. So we've only lived here for 2 years. And we haven't had an opportunity to venture around much, obviously, because, you know, we had a baby. But next Saturday, we are going to, like, an area in New Zealand called the Coromandel. And it has the most beautiful, beautiful beaches. So we are going for our first beach holiday with Tori in New Zealand next Saturday, which I am so excited about. So we're spending a week in the Coromandel. So yeah, we're going to get to like lie on the beach and swim, and we're also attending a wedding. So that's really awesome as well. I'm so excited about that. Yeah, that's really exciting. It's going to be her first holiday as well. She's going to love it.
It's summer there.
It's summer, it's summer, yeah.
Okay. Well, shoot, girl, then I just need to come down and hang out with you because I hate winter so much.
Oh, man, you've got to be here with us. And, you know, we can travel. We don't have any restrictions or anything here in New Zealand. So you should come hang out with us in the car, Amanda. It'll be amazing.
Okay. I'm on my way. What is your best advice to help our listeners live with audacity?
Just don't overthink life. Just don't overthink it, and you know, go with the flow, and just trust in the process. Whatever you're doing, just trust in the process that it's all going to be okay. Like, you don't take it so seriously. Life will work out. Life will work out.
Do you find this is off the record? Okay. Do you find that people who come to you and they're like, "Oh my gosh, I need help. I read all the books, and all the books said, you know, don't let my baby cry, and you know, all these things." Do you find that they feel like once they learn how to sleep train and put their baby to sleep well, that they knew all along that that's kind of what they should have been doing, but they second guess themselves because of the information around them? Or like, what's the outlook on that?
Parents are aware that their kids need to learn how to self-settle. So they do know that's a thing. They're just not sure how to do it. But I think the biggest worry there is the crying, because it doesn't matter what method you go with. Like, you got gentle methods and you got the more intermediate sort of cried out methods. It doesn't matter what method you choose, your baby is going to cry. They're going to cry like 100% because you're taking away something from them and they need to learn a new skill. So I think parents struggle with the crying part the hardest, and probably the not staying consistent. Consistency mm-hmm. is so super key. So often I'll hear parents say, "Oh, look, I tried and I did it for 2 days and you know, my baby cried too much, so I gave up." And it's kind of like, well, if you're just sort of stuck with it for another 2 days, your baby would have been sleeping through the night. So it is just about letting them know it's okay if they cry, and then just to be consistent. Those are probably sort of the two things that parents they need to do. But yeah, they do. They do know that their baby needs to learn to fall asleep on their own. They're just not sure how to go about it, or they can't handle the crying, which you know, is inevitably part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's hard for all of us, right? Because we don't want to, nobody wants to purposely subject their kid to torture, right? Like, that's not the point.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Okay, so where can people find you to get more information about your services and get to know you?
Okay, so I have a website called A Sleeping Baby Happy Mom. And I am also on Facebook, and I have a really fabulous group where I share loads of tips and resources, go live and do trainings. And my group is called Getting Your Baby to Sleep. Pretty straightforward.
Perfect. Yeah. No, I feel like those are the best Facebook group names, is the ones that are like, here's what it is. Like, just, and I can't ever come up with the right name for that for me. But anywho, it's not about that. But I am so happy we got to hang out and chit chat about this super important subject. And I love just being in your energy and getting to hang out with you and laugh with you. It brightens my whole day. So thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And likewise, I love your energy and I love hanging out with you. And thank you so much for having me. I feel so grateful for being here.
Good. I'm so glad that you were here. We had so much fun. All right, everyone. Yeah, definitely make sure that you reach out to Monique. I promise. If you are having a baby that is having trouble going to sleep, you need Monique in your life, because, girl, you got to get that sleep. It's so vitally important to your brain power and your mom brain and all the things. So make sure that you reach out to her. Monique, thank you so much again for being here today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Hey, Boo Boo. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. If you found value in this episode, do me a solid favor and take a screenshot, post it in your stories, and tag me. I love watching you grow and live up to your greatest potential. Let me cheer you on.